Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We're starting this new episode of Neon Jazz with a very talented modern-day cad. New York City-based jazz saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, composer, producer, and educator, Brian Landris, with a cut off his latest 2015 album, The Deep Below, and it's getting great reviews. That was the song, The Beginning, to kick off our beginning. This low woodwind soloist and composer based in Brooklyn, New York, was born in Reno, Nevada, where he began playing professionally by the age of 15. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Ryan told me that he wrote down his dream on a piece of paper as a kid, and he recently read it. And he's doing exactly what he always wanted to do, playing jazz in New York City. And it was the good teachers that led him to this mecca. And this is what he had to say about his earliest teacher and influence.
I fell in love with it deeply by the time I was 13. And my teacher was, he's still around, a great guy named Frank Perry. He showed me all these Stan Getz recordings, and he actually was on the road with Buddy Rich. He was on this tour, and he decided that he had enough because it was so heavy with drugs. And he said he got off at a bus stop that happened to be at Reno, right outside of Reno. And he got off and quit the band. And so when I got him as a teacher, he just had this amazing passion for music, and jazz especially.
So by the age of 18, he began performing on the tenor and baritone saxophone with Motown legends The Temptations, The Four Tops, The Coasters, The Drifters, and Martha Reeves. And as the years have gone on, he has become one of the best in his realms. He's been voted the rising star baritone saxophonist in Downbeats magazine's Critics Poll in 2010 through 14. He tours internationally with the Grammy Award-winning artist Esperanza Spalding and has shared the stage with cats like Bob Brookmeyer, Frank Carlberg, Maria Schneider, Louis Nash, Billy Hart, Jerry Bergonzi, the great George Garzon, Steve Wilson, and many others, and he is not going anywhere. It's great to have him on the show. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host coming to you from the home of one swingin' jazz town that has made jazz cool from the 30s right on into the 2015 realm, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of so much jazz, we just have to share it with you. Here's a cat that was no stranger to Kansas City. Jump blues, jazz, bebop, and R&B alto sax man, along with being a blues shouter, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, giving you the goods with the tune Bright Lights, Big City, with the Julian Cannonball Adderley Quintet.
A bright light, big city, gone to my baby's head. Bright light, big city, gone to my baby's head. I tried to tell a woman, but she don't believe a word I said. All right, pretty baby, you're gonna need my help someday. All right, pretty baby, you're gonna need my help someday. You're gonna wish you had to listen to some of the things I say.
Kansas City, currently residing in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Sometimes on the show, we have to give you that moment to question your ears. Yes, that was a jazz cover of Radiohead's tune just off their album The Bends via Danish-American violinist and composer Mads Tolling. So this cat won the Grammy Awards for the Best Classical Crossover Album as a part of the Turtle Island Quartets. And it's their recordings, The 4 Plus in 2006 and A Love Supreme, The Legacy of John Coltrane, done in 2008. So he was born and raised in Copenhagen, Denmark, and relocated to the United States to study at the great Berklee College of Music. There he graduated summa cum laude in 2003. After graduation, he has gone on to tour the world with Stanley Clark's band and the Turtle Island Quartet, along with many other projects. So here's a good friend of the show next on Neon Jazz. This is jazz pianist Joey Calderazzo, who showed his oats in New York and now calls North Carolina his home. This is the 2000 song Slings and Arrows.
Hey, this is Joey Calderazzo. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was avant-garde jazz pianist and composer Myra Melford with the 2010 song I See a Horizon off the CD The Whole Tree Gone. She was born in Evanston, Illinois, and was raised in a house designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. At the age of three, she started playing the piano on her own. She began her professional journey in the world at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, where she intended to study environmental science. And at that point, she was not listening to jazz and had not grown up listening to it, but she knew that it involved improvisation. And when she saw an ad for a jazz piano lesson in a local restaurant, she began to study. And shortly thereafter, she switched her major to music, and the rest has been jazz history. From the great jazz composer, arranger, and pianist Tad Dameron, here he is with his orchestra in tow in 1962 with the song If You Could See Me Now off the EP The Magic Touch, and he had it with the bebop.
If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you'd need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love. If you could see me now, you'd find me being brave and trying awfully hard to make my tears behave. But that's quite impossible. I'm still in love with you.
This is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was composer, arranger, conductor, saxophonist, and songwriter Bill Holman with the tune Tanglefoot off the 2014 CD The Fabulous Bill Holman. Through his acquaintance with Gene Roland, Holman was auditioned by the Stan Kenton Orchestra and hired as a tenor sax player around 1951. He eventually became Kenton's chief arranger and wrote much of Kenton's 1950s tunes. Along with Kenton, he wrote charts for Woody Herman, Doc Severinsen, Buddy Rich, Terry Gibbs, Count Basie, Jerry Mulligan's Concert Jazz Band, and many others. He formed his own California-based band in 1975 and continues to perform with it in the United States and worldwide. From the bebop trumpet genius of Theodore Fats Navarro, here's the 1951 tune Bebop Carol to keep this neon jazz momentum moving forward.
Hi, this is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
Bye.
That was the Los Angeles native and talented jazz singer Tiffany Austin with the 2015 song I Walk the Line off her CD Nothing But Soul. So from LA, she went on to London for a year and then spent 5.5 years in Tokyo. And this was before setting music aside in 2009 after being accepted at the University of California's Bolt School of Law at Berkeley. That music bug never went away, though, and a year into her law study, she enrolled on a full scholarship at the nearby jazz school. And with that modern style of hers, these days she is one of the fastest rising jazz singers, not only in California, but around the country. So from Tiffany, we move into a jazz singer and actress with some chops. Here's Joe Stafford with the tune Blues in the Night. Oh yeah.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants, my mama done told me, son.
A woman will sweet talk and she'll give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done,
a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Now the rains are falling here, the train are calling, hoo-wee.
My mama done told me,
hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hoo-wee.
My mama done told me,
oh, hoo-wee to hoo-wee.
Old clickety-clack echoing back the blues in the night.
The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night,
take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song.
He knows things are wrong and he's right.
From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow.
I've been in some big towns and I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-faced,
a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
So let me give you a fair warning.
You may feel fine in the morning, but look out for those blues in the night.
I like neon jazz.
was talented drummer Tom Rainey with the tune Just in Time off his 2014 CD Obligato. He has appeared on close to 80 recordings over a career spanning 25 years. Backed up by the impressive Jazz Soul 7, here's Terry Lynn Carrington and Ernie Watts with the 2012 tune People Get Ready off the Impressions of Curtis Mayfield CD. And our final cut on this hour of jazz comes from the great Oscar Pettiford with his 1954 take on Ondine with his sextet. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that operates like a sextet, has his back at all times, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always drop us a line at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.